sweetheart.
Then he asks her to marry him and she doesn't want him. What would you say she did to him?
Rejected him.
All right, and if she just stopped letting him come over to see her, you'd say she...
Quit dating him.
All right, and if she ended the relationship suddenly, you'd say she...
She broke it off.
Okay. But if she didn't turn him down, they went ahead and got...
Married.
And the man who stands up with the groom is the...
Best man.
And the woman who stands up with the bride...
Bridesmaid.
All right.
Maid of honor.
Mm-hmm. Do you know a name for a very noisy kind of party after a wedding?
Chivalry.
What is that?
Noisy party after a wedding.
What
they take the, I think they take the groom out in the woods and lose him. And tie him up in the woods, I think. Is that right?
It's not very nice of them.
No, but I think that's what happens.
I've never been to one. I don't... Search me.
Well, I haven't either, but my cousins and, up in Sandy Mountain used to happen.
Mm. So they still do have them?
Mm-hmm.
Where is Sandy?
Well, this was Sandy Mountain. It's in North Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Is it in Chambers County?
No.
Where is it?
I don't know what county it's in. It's in almost the extreme north state, nearly in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, talking about place designations, that's a good place to put this one. If you were going north, you would say, I'm going... No, if you saw somebody in a place that was north of where you are now, you would say, I saw him...
North of here.
Would you ever use up or down or over to mean direction or how...
Sure.
What would you say?
I would say, he came up here if he came from south of me.
Mm-hmm.
And he came down here if he came
mm-hmm.
north of me. And he came over here if he came east or west of
mm-hmm.
me.
Good. And, now what was I going to ask? I don't know what I was going to ask. Something about that. Oh, would they ever mean elevation? Would you say he lives up in the mountains or down in the valley?
Sure. Up the valley, down in the mountains. Up in the mountains, down in the valley.
Okay.
Jeez.
And suppose somebody lives with a family named Brown, you would say he lives...
With the Browns.
And if they live about half a block away, you'd say he lives...
With the Browns, about a half a block away.
Or
I don't know.
Well, you're describing to somebody, where is he? And he's just...
Over there, yeah.
And if it's about a mile away?
About a mile.
10 or 20 miles?
A good distance.
Okay. Let's see.
A good piece.
There was a noisy party and the neighbors called the police. You might say they didn't arrest just one or two of the guests. They arrested the
whole gang.
Mm-hmm.
The bunch of them.
Mm-hmm. And when you move around on the floor to music in couples...
Dancing.
That the thing is a... You're attending a...
Dance.
What are different types of dances? Well, tell me about types of dances, old-fashioned dances, maybe.
Okay, are you cool? I can turn the...
Oh, it's okay.
Square dancing.
Mm-hmm.
We have clogging.
Mm-hmm.
We have... That's what all the country dances I know.
All right.
Then we have waltz, foxtrot, two-step.
Do you have a general name for all that sort of dance?
Social dancing.
Okay.
And then you got then you have the popular dances now. Disco, stuff like that, puzzle.
Okay.
I don't know a lot of dances.
Okay, that's fine. If children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you would say at 4 o'clock school.
Let out.
And after vacation, the children will say, when does school
start?
If a boy left home to go to school but didn't quite get there, you'd say he did what?
Play hooky.
Suppose it's a college student who misses class.
Cut.
Okay. And you go to school to get an...
Education.
And after high school, you go on to...
College.
After kindergarten, you go into which grade?
First grade.
Is there an older term for that?